Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
5:05 here on The Fan on a Monday. Sean will give us his Cinco de Favo list in a little bit. But the New York Jets and the New York Giants combined on one of the worst Sundays you'll ever see. The Giants made your morning terrible, an overtime loss to pathetic Carolina Panthers. And then the New York Jet defense proceeded to let Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals march down the field like they're the greatest show on turf and get blown out 31-6. We get the thoughts of the great Joe Bodingo on his Football Monday call-in, brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here by Approved Oil. Lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com and by HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. What a Sunday, Joe. Wasn't that fun?
I tell you, let's not. And first of all, when I saw and Tiki will appreciate this. When I saw Spiro Dedus was doing a game, I knew he was dead. I got to tell you right now.
Stop.
No, we never win when he. I'm telling you, look it up. We never win when Spiro calls the game. He called the Patriot game in Foxborough as well. Mm. And I hear you're doing a game this week, so I feel you and Catalan,
yeah,
right? Catalan?
You love Catalan. Catalan always wins for you.
We've lost a lot of games with Catalan.
Yeah, but you won some last year.
A couple.
We called the Giants game.
That's right. How about the fact that we actually had a better team last year than this year? Who would have thought that? But let's not exonerate. As bad as the defense was, and they were freaking horrible, okay? The offense wasn't any good either. I mean, how many times do I have to say, first of all, they can't score. They're driving up and down the field. They can't put the ball in the end zone. God forbid when you got a first and goal on a three-yard line, second and goal on a three, that you run the ball again. What are you doing? They threw three straight passes, and that ended, you know how it ended. How many times did I see Rodgers throw the ball? You know, he's throwing it this way, and Adams is going that way. I mean, how many times did I see that happen? I mean, this was an absolute disgrace yesterday. The defense was abysmal. The tackling, I thought, Teak, I thought, and Ev, I thought the picture of the game, right? This summed the game up. Was the missed tackle by Sauce Gardner, the ever overrated Sauce Gardner, when he has the I guess it was McBride, tight end. He's got him wrapped up for about 5 yards short of the first down and a third down, and this guy breaks away and goes for another 15. Well, what a disgrace.
Here's the thing. That play.
Disgrace.
That play was the most important play of the game because at 14-6.
Was it still 14-6 at that point?
Yes, that's what kills me about it. It's 14-6. Remember, their first two drives, like you pointed out, they can't punch it in, but all right, they got points. They're down by one score.
Yeah, okay.
And you're about to force a three and out. That's it. If Sauce makes that tackle on McBride, it's fourth and short. They're punting, and who knows what happens. That missed tackle, which of course leads to a touchdown, of course it does, was, I thought, the most important play of the game.
Well, it sums up to me the season, and it sums up certainly the season Sauce Gardner's had. I mean, he's been terrible. I'm sorry. He's been terrible. I don't care how his cover has been, whatever. He's a couple penalties every game. Every game he gets a couple penalties. He never gets an interception. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Really. Disgraceful.
Yeah, well, the challenge for this Jet team now is what do you do? Going forward, what's the process? It's not as bad as the Giants because they have too many teams to jump. So, I mean, the playoff, think about it. Yeah, run the table. It doesn't even matter anymore for the Giants. But the Jets, in theory, could still find a way into it. But what do you do? You know what I mean? It's one of those, you're stuck really between a rock and a hard place, especially with an older quarterback who, is he playing next year? What's the process going to be like when you try to think about this Jet team going forward?
You know what, though? The offense should be better, Teak. I mean, come on. You got these two guys at wide receiver. These are two top guys. They got as good a tandem as anybody. You got a guy like Breece Hall. Allen's nice. You know, the offensive line. I actually think the offensive line is better with Fasanu now playing left tackle. Smith got hurt yesterday. Vera Tucker was back. Simpson was back. I know they got him a couple times. I didn't think the offensive line was terrible. But, you know, the offense has got to put the ball in the end zone. And I know the defense stinks. I mean, what else can you say? Let's be honest. You know, losing Bryce Huff, Jermaine Johnson out for the year, losing John Franklin Myers, and not enough to me is being made about the injury to Mosley. Mosley looks like he's done. His career might be over. He's got a neck injury now. Yeah. You know, let's be honest. They miss him at linebacker. I mean, that's a big part of the defense,
look,
too.
Their defense has gone backwards, like you said, but it is kind of crazy to think that in, you bring in Aaron Rodgers, because last year he's here, but he doesn't play.
Right.
In theory, the offensive line should be better when you look at bringing in Morgan Moses and John Simpson and AVT actually being healthy.
Tyron Smith.
Right, and they're scoring 2 points a game more. They're still a pathetic offense. To score 6 points in this game yesterday, like, it's unexplainable when you look at the talent on this roster for the offense to be as inept as it's been this season.
Yeah, your offense hasn't been any good. And when your defense can't stop anybody, I mean, Kyler Murray's a very good player. The Cardinals are a good team. I mean, they're leading their division. They won 4 in a row. They're 6-4, the whole deal. But they're not Air Coryell out there.
No.
You know, I didn't see Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow and John Jefferson out there, you know? I mean, the way they shredded the defense, it was disgraceful. I mean, you know, when they didn't score, let me tell you this. When they scored immediately 4 plays into it on the first drive of the game, whatever it was, and then the Jets drove down the field and didn't get a touchdown, I knew we were dead. I knew we were dead.
No, it felt that way. It was encouraging that they were driving down the field.
Okay.
And they did it twice in a row, but you got to punch it in. And also, why does it look like Aaron Rodgers never met Devontae Adams? Like, their miscommunication is beyond me.
I can't. Like I said, how many times did he throw it here and Rodgers is going the other way?
Right.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Look, obviously, the coaching is a problem. Jeff Ulbrich is not a head coach. And all due respect to him, it's not like he was lobbying for the job. You know, I don't think there's any question about that. But how does this team, you know, you had 10 days off. You have a nice win. How does this team not come ready to play?
Yeah, and
because
he even
didn't
said
come
it.
Ready to play.
And he even said that. Coach Ulbrich said that they weren't ready to play this game, which is shocking to me because this was the one game after a victory where you think you have a chance to turn it around. Right, start believing or make people start believing that this team has an actual chance. Now, they do because they have a very beatable, winnable game this weekend against the Indianapolis Colts, who seemingly can't get out of their way every other week. But at the same time, the Jets are in the same boat. You know what I mean? They can't get out of their way either.
The Colts are looking at this game saying, oh, look, we got the Jets. We can win this game. I mean, right? I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, that's how, you know, Seattle, Miami, everybody they're playing going down the road, they're all looking at us and, oh, the Jets, man, that's a game we can win, you know?
Do you remember Sauce Gardner being this bad a tackler when he first came into the league?
I don't know what happened.
He did
to
hurt
him.
His shoulder earlier this year, didn't
he? Yeah, okay.
He took that one shot, early in the game, and he remember we were asking why
mysteriously
he
was out of the game.
Yeah, he was out of the game, and Sala said he was just collecting himself whatever
it was. Early in the year.
It was early in the year, but maybe he did more damage to his shoulder than we know.
Yeah.
I mean, that would explain it. Because he wasn't a bad tackler a year ago.
That's what's so mind-boggling about this. Like, I never thought of him as someone making business decisions to not want to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, first of all, the Jets as a team is 20 tackles.
Yeah.
That is inhuman to have that happen in one game.
I thought it was more than that.
Right.
What, is that the official stat, 20?
Is 20, and it's the most missed tackles in any game this season by any team.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So we won something.
Great,
yeah. I mean, what can I say? One thing I got to say, and I got to bring this up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw it. I know, Tiki, you were doing the Colt game. I get it and all that. The officiating, there were 2 times in this game, and the Jets weren't winning anyway. They stunk up the place. There were 2 times where there were fumbles by the Cardinals that the Jets recovered. One, there was a bad snap, right? They muffed the snap, Kyler Murray, and the official says, oh,
my bad.
It was an illegal snap. We're going to do a do-over. Even Sterator, okay, even Gene Sterator, who's nobody's stealing money more than he is, okay, even Gene Sterator. He's probably a nice guy. Even Gene Sterator is saying, you know what?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Play should have stood. How did they? What do you mean an illegal snap? I never heard of an illegal snap. Have you, Teague? I don't know.
Unless he moved the ball? Like, I didn't see this. I didn't see this penalty. It didn't show up.
You got to see the play. There was no penalty. There was no penalty.
No, that was the do-over. It's when the officials said,
they called it a do-over.
We're going to do it over again.
Right.
And he did say they could have called, I guess, a neutral zone infraction on the Jets.
But they didn't.
But they didn't. They didn't call anything.
Nothing.
They literally said, we're going to do it over again. And the Jets recover, clear recovery of the football.
Right. I didn't watch the game copy. I watched the All-22. So it didn't.
Did they cut that out?
Some of those penalties get cut out.
Yeah, because it wasn't a play.
Because it wasn't a penalty. The non-plays get cut out. So I missed that one.
And they don't want to show you how crummy the officiating is, which is a joke. And then there was a play later on where I think it was Connor fumbled, right?
Yes.
And Ulbrich's getting ready to get the flag out, and they're saying, no, he was down by contact. And then when you look at the play, he was basically still, as the ball's coming out, he's on top of the Jet defender.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
They deemed it forward progress, and you can't challenge it.
Right.
Which is stupid, because the challenge is, why did you call forward progress? That's the challenge that we have an issue with.
Now, and again, this was not going to change the outcome of this game. But when I see stuff like this, Tiki, I start to think of myself, with all the gambling sites that the NFL's in bed with, how can I completely trust these officials?
This is the same thing that we had about the conversation about the Giants last week.
Right.
With the fumble that Daniel Jones had, and they blew the whistle. Clearly they blew the whistle. Right. And so Devin Singletary stops when he's in position to recover it. The Commanders then recover it, and they give him the ball on the 30-yard line, the 20-something yard line. They go score a touchdown, and the game was effectively, it was not out of reach because the Giants kind of came back and made it a game, but it stopped a very important drive for the Giants.
Yeah.
And everything went downhill after that.
And watching last week's if you saw last week's Jaguar, I think, you were doing a game. Didn't you do the Jaguar-Eagle game last week, Teak?
Yeah.
Okay, how about the fumble that they said was a fumble on Barkley where he was clearly down?
Yeah.
He was clearly contacted. It was the ground caused the fumble, and they said no, and the guy picked it up for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was bad.
If
the Eagles would have lost that game, I don't know if they can, play under protest.
No.
Because the Eagles were in position to lose that game.
Of course.
Right? And if they had lost, dude, we have to protest this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, it feels like the officiating has gotten worse. Mm-hmm. It does. There's
no question about it.
I know we always say that, but it really feels it this year. How many more weeks do we have left in this freaking season?
Seven. We've got seven games left.
Okay. Right. We've got seven
Eight
games
weeks left.
Left,
I think.
Eight weeks, seven games. Obviously, Jets run the table. Sure, they can make the playoffs. They're not running the table. That's not happening.
Never mind running the table.
As of right now, and I know things can change, do you want Aaron Rodgers back as quarterback next year?
Here's the reason I say yes, okay? Because we have to draft a young quarterback here. And I don't want that. And I don't know how high we're going to be. Because we're going to win. You know they're going to win 5, 6, maybe even 7 games. So they're not going to be right down at the bottom for the Cam Wards and the Shadeer Sanders and guys like that. Okay? Because I think those are the top quarterbacks. I don't know how you think, team.
Yeah.
To me, those are the top quarterbacks coming out. Okay? So we're not going to be down there for those kind of guys. That doesn't mean you can't get somebody, as we know. I mean, look where they drafted Mahomes and Lamar and obviously Brady and all of that. But, I want the young quarterback, whoever it is we're drafting, to sit for a year behind Rodgers. I really do. Why not? Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I think...
In theory, it does. It's just
I think the problem is you see kids like C.J. Stroud last year, like J.D. Daniels this year, and you're like, I want to play them right away.
But aren't they the exception to the rule, though, Teague?
Well, I think they are because of the circumstances that they were put in. Right, with C.J. Stroud, Bobby Slowick, who was just mentored two young quarterbacks before in San Francisco, knew exactly what to do with the young quarterback. And it wasn't pretty early, but eventually he figured it out. I think Jaden Daniels in Washington with Cliff Kingsbury as his offensive coordinator and Dan Quinn as the head coach, who's an experienced head coach, right? They know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. He just did it with Kyler Murray like 5 years before as the head coach and offensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals when he won Rookie of the Year. So I think the circumstances you put that young quarterback in, it matters more than anything. Forget the guy, the kid, it's the circumstances you put him in. And right now we don't know who the Jets head coach or coordinator or play caller is going to be next year.
It's hard to
make that evaluation.
I got to bring this up too, Teak. I got to bring this up. So Joe Douglas, in his infinite wisdom, and he's got to go too, he trades Mike Williams to the Steelers for a fifth round pick, okay? And I was livid about this because who's our third receiver? You know, Lazard is out. Who's our third receiver? You know, Mr. Drop the Ball on a 2-yard line, Corley?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay? So they trade Williams. I'm watching. Thank God I watched the Steeler Redskins. Well, it should be the Redskins, and I don't want to get into that anymore. But, you know, the Commanders, okay? I'm watching that game. Great game, no doubt. And there's Russell Wilson, who looks like he's found the fountain of youth with Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. It's like it's 2013 again for this guy. And he throws this bomb into the end zone. And who catches the game-winning touchdown? Of course, Mike Williams.
Right.
Of course.
And he trolled Aaron Rodgers afterwards, too.
Oh, did he? He should.
Yeah, on social media. He did some catch. Obviously, it was about the catch, but then he hashtagged it redline.
Yeah, because that's Aaron's digging.
Oh, right. The right. Hey, look, you know what? He had it coming. Let's be honest.
No, he did. And guess what? We got a fifth-round pick next year. Yeah,
oh, great.
Isn't that fantastic?
I'm sure he'll make the team, you know?
No, Joe Douglas, you talk about Joe Douglas? Because we had this discussion
before.
I'm done
with Joe Douglas.
30-63. Yep. That's his record as general manager. So you can tell me all the talent he brought in, and
please.
Sure he did. Eventually, you got to win. He's been the GM for 6 years, and 7-9 is the best year he had. And that was the team he inherited the first year was here with Adam Gase.
Yeah.
So... enough. You got to win at some point, and they have not won enough.
I've had it. You know I want Rex back. You know I do. Rex wants the job. I swear, Teak, I want this guy back. I tell you, I would, and I know this is insanity, but you know what? Where are we now? It's been nothing but insanity at this point this year. So when we go to the bye, hey, bring Rex back in. I'm ready to go.
Can you imagine?
I'll bring. I can. Look. I can. Considering all the other things Woody's done, why not?
Oh no! This is a clown show franchise, so they can do anything.
Come on.
I'd bring him in to run the defense because clearly Jeff Ulbrich can't handle both. This defense has gone backwards since he's been named head coach.
Well, Rex has to run the team. If Rex got here, he's running the team. I'm sorry. That's it. He's the guy.
What's I think really adding uncertainty to this, and hopefully we'll get the answer soon, is Woody sticking around or not?
Yeah.
Because here's the
sheriff back in the White House?
Here's the problem. Christopher Johnson did worse than Woody Johnson. Christopher Johnson gave us Adam Gase.
Yeah.
That's an unforgivable crime against sports fandom.
That's because he trusted Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen with Woody. Christopher Johnson was terrible as well. Woody's, you know, like everybody wants him to. They want him to sell the team, but he's never selling the
he's
team.
He's never selling the team.
He's not doing that. So, who's kidding who?
So you think over the final seven games, they're going to go, 4-3? And just, you know.
I think they'll win enough games that they won't be, the draft pick will not be, you know, that great. It'll be somewhere like 9.
Yeah, good
10.
Enough, but not great.
Right. Because there's a lot of teams below them. I mean, it's amazing. How many teams are really bad in this league?
I think there's like 5, 2, or 3-win teams right
there
now.
There are 6 teams with worse records than the Jets, and then there's a bunch of 3-7 teams, including the Panthers and the Saints and the Patriots, who are also 3-7.
How about the Patriots sticking it to the Bears yesterday?
Yeah.
Right? Bears 13-3, they won that game?
Yeah. No, 19.
Was it 19?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it was, they won the game pretty easily over the Bears.
Give the Patriots credit, man. Right after Gerard Mayo basically called his team out, and then he faced a lot of criticism for that, including from Bill Belichick, the Patriots have responded to their credit.
Yeah. Yeah, right now they have.
What a disaster.
When does it end? You know what I mean?
Never.
When does it end? I mean, I'm watching this. It's 56 years without a Super Bowl. It's 14 years without a playoff appearance. It's 9 years without a winning season. I mean, it's you know what? This could be the worst of all because the expectation level with Rodgers was through the roof.
100%. This disappointment that the Jets have provided us last year because of the injury and this year because of the performance, it's not even close to me. It's the biggest disappointment in my lifetime around the Jets. It really is.
It really
because
is.
Of
it's
the expectations.
There.
It's pathetic.
Yep.
It is what it is.
And I don't know where we go from here. I really, like I said, I take Rex back. The thing with Rex, I know they wouldn't bring him back after the bye, but the thing with Rex is he wants the job.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's got a major... He's got a lot to prove if he came back to coach this team. I think he's got a massive chip on his shoulder about that. You know, I really do. I mean, I think he'd come in and kick some tail. I'll give you another guy I like for head coach. You're going to laugh when I say this. Okay?
Go ahead.
Coach Prime. I'm not kidding.
Why? Because
I think he's done a good job there with that team. He's got some big players there. His son, Travis Hunter, their position right now, Colorado, to actually win that conference, which would, if they could do that, they'll get into the playoff. You know, but I there's something about Deion. I think Deion would come in. I'll tell you one thing. Deion would teach Sauce Gardner how to play freaking corner. Deion didn't tackle anybody.
I was going to say, he's not going to teach him how to tackle, that's for sure.
But Deion, to me, is the greatest cover corner of all time.
There's no doubt about that.
And Deion, you know, how many times did we see the pick six and a little of this as he's going
down the
sideline?
But that was also just superior athletic ability.
No, yeah, of course. I like Deion as a coach. I think he's eventually getting an NFL job.
I think he will, too.
Yeah, it depends on when he wants to do it.
Right. And what franchise is willing to make that jump. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Joe, always good talking to you, man.
Guys, all the love. Great talking to you.
Likewise.
And be well.
The great Joe Beningo here in his weekly spot after the Jets lose pathetically to the Arizona Cardinals. And this is where we are on November 11th. We're dreaming about the next head coach, whether it's Deion Sanders or it's Rex Ryan, or earlier we were talking about John Gruden, or whatever name you want to come up with. But this is also a very dark time in Jet history, because I think a lot of times there's clarity on where you're going to go. Like I use the Giants as an example. While there's uncertainty about Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, there isn't uncertainty when it comes to they're going to draft a quarterback.
Yes.
Like, the Giants are a rebuilding young team that's going to draft a quarterback, and whether they run it back with Shane and Daboll, that's their priority. With the Jets, they have a 41-year-old quarterback who signed for next season. We have no idea who the head coach is and who would want to take said job.
Yep.
The GM is likely gone, and here's the best part. We don't know if the owner is staying on this continent or not. Like, what franchise has the uncertainty of, well, the owner may take a cabinet position and just disappear like he did 4 years ago? Like, there is no franchise in sports.
Yeah, but don't you think they can plan for that?
Who?
The Jets. Like, they'll plan for, they have a plan in place.
Do they?
I mean, it'd be Chris, obviously.
Do you think they have a plan? Oh, the plan is Chris takes over?
Yes.
Yeah, but Chris's brain is very different than Woody. So you're literally changing owners in midstream. Christopher was so weak-minded, he just decided to let Peyton Manning decide who the next head coach was going to be. Be careful before you make a smart aleck comment.
I actually am not. I think I'm actually going to ask something very smart that you might appreciate.
Thank you, Troll Sean.
Okay. Well, eliminate Troll here for a second.
Thank you, Sean.
We were on agreement, or you were very enticed at the beginning of the year, if Aaron Rodgers was truly going to run for vice president, he could do both, right?
Yeah.
Why do we assume that after the disaster that was Chris Johnson the first time, that Woody from the UK can't use his cell phone and operate the Jets from there, too?
Because he didn't do it the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
But you saw what situation the Jets got in.
He didn't know what he was
doing. Right.
Also, as a
plus, aren't you technically not supposed to? Isn't there some kind of like laws where you've got to kind of divest yourself?
I don't think so.
No, look it up. Go down that rabbit hole.
If you're an ambassador?
Come on. Tom Brady can call games and own the Raiders, and Woody can't do the ambassador stuff and own the Jets?
Different from taking a government position. And by the way, I think they're in a bad situation no matter what, because I don't think Woody's a good owner. I don't think Christopher's a good owner. Now, Tiki's right. I'm stuck with him either way. Like, it's not as if we're going to be able to, you know, get rid of the owner. We can't expunge ourselves of the owner or impeach the owner. By the way, I've thought about that. Wouldn't that be a great sports rule? That you as a fan base can impeach an owner?
You go through every team and have a different owner every 2 years.
Yeah, you're right.
You think so?
Fans are too wild.
They're too up and down.
But you know how difficult...
And then they regret it like an hour later.
Right, but think about this. You know how difficult it is to impeach and remove a president? Like, you need to impeach, then removing is 2/3, right? Mm-hmm. So it's complicated. Not to get into it, very complicated. That's why it's never happened, by the way. It's never happened in American history. If you make it that way, where impeaching and removing an owner takes like 90% of the vote from the season ticket holder. That's a tough one even on Woody. Like, if they asked the Jets season ticket holders, they said, all right, we're going to be a direct democracy. You get to vote at the polls, MetLife Stadium, if you'd like to impeach and remove Woody Johnson because of crimes against sports fandom, okay? And you go there as a season ticket holder, you get to vote. But you need to get to 90%. If you don't get to 90%, it's not approved. That's a tough number to get to, Teak.
Maybe, but I think a lot of people would abstain.
You think
so? They wouldn't vote.
Oh, no, not this one. The turnout would be record numbers if we were allowed to do that. Anyhow, real quick, Sean, Cinco de Five of Us.
Oh, you're doing that now?
You don't want to do that now?
I thought we were doing it when we come back.
It's very special for you? You need like a break and like a tease and a build up? Is that what you prefer?
Well, I don't like the condescendingness.
No, I'm asking you. I'm trying to be nice. Like, is that what you would prefer?
No, we could do it. If
you
Luke's
know
ready.
When we come back, you guys have been waiting all day for it.
Yeah, okay.
This is going to be one of the best Cinco de Five-O lists Sean has ever put
What's
together.
What's going on with you?
I'm giving you a big tease right
no,
now.
No, no, no. Everybody can read through the condescending. This
no, 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 no condescending. I'm in a good mood today. I've flipped from the jet loss. I'm now feeling better about life. You know why? I'm thinking about Zion being out for the Pelicans tonight. Right, let's go next.
But don't overhype the list. And the list is going to be what it is.
Excuse me?
Don't overhype the list. The list is going to be what it is.
Now he's downplaying the list.
Right. You've had two good lists the last two times.
I think it's a good list, but he's now oversold it.
When we come back, it's going to be the greatest Cinco de Five-O you've ever heard. We'll get back to your calls. Plus, with the New York Jets spending too much time on social media, we'll share the evidence why that's true. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. If you missed any of the program, you can always rewind on the free Odyssey app or download the Evan and Tiki podcast. Joe joined us at 5 o'clock if you missed it. That's why we're just a tad late for your daily dose of a Cinco de Five.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com and by Evan Roberts Cough for the fourth straight week. It is here to stay.
It's getting better, though.
It is.
Can't sense that my cough is less and less?
Of course I can.
Thank you.
I can. Still bringing you Cinco de Five-O. All right, here we go. The team stink. The football team stink. The season's over despite what Tommy thinks about the Jets. I'm here to give you, with 2 months left in these seasons, the top five questions left for our football locals. Got it?
Yeah.
I was waiting for the here we go.
I'm excited.
Here we go!
Number five.
Will any Jet at any other postgame presser this year use these words? It's all right in front of us.
I think they lose it after this week because technically it still is all right in front of us.
No, everything's still right in front of us.
Like if the Jets ran the table, which none of us expect them to do, but if they did, they'd make the playoffs.
Of course.
So I think there's a point where you lose the it's all right in front of us. Like the Giants have lost.
Right.
It's gone.
If they were, so they can go 10-7.
Yes.
10-7 will get them in the playoffs.
It would get them into the playoffs.
Okay.
But
number four.
But they still have one more week or one more loss before the it's right in front of us is officially deleted.
And by the way, I thought that was what the Giants were for. They had one more loss.
Yeah.
But it's just.
No, it's gone.
It's just gone.
It's gone. All right. Number four. I'm shocked. I wrote this before Joe was just on. Will Jets fans sour to the point we start having we should trade Sauce Gardner takes in the offseason?
No chance. No chance. I think he might be hurt.
By the way, you could have that conversation without being crazy. And I love Sauce. Yeah. And here's how. Here's how. Can I? I'll just give it to you this
second
way.
Year.
Not about you.
Third
will,
year. I mean, third year. Yeah.
You are getting closer and closer to have to paying him. Mm. Have to pay him. Have to pay him. Have to pay him. He's going to garner a monster contract. If you hire a new general manager whose plan is, I got to wreck this whole thing down. We are not close. It may behoove him to get some kind of ridiculous package back for Sauce and say, you know what? I got to reset just a little bit before I have to pay him $100 million.
I find it hard to willingly get rid of great players.
I don't like it either. I'm just saying I don't think the discussion is insane. Like,
well, my
I think
point
it's worthy of a debate.
My point was, will the fans get to that point? Forget what the general manager thinks. Do you think you see the Sauce Gardner deleted tweet, the effort non-tackling, will fans sour enough to have that?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
The number three question left for our football locals. Will Tommy DeVito actually start a game this year? Does the team go down swinging with Drew Lock?
No question he plays.
Yeah.
I don't know,
start
man.
A game? Start a game.
Yes!
Here's my theory, though. If they start Drew Lock, doesn't it make the coaching staff look worse if then they again bench a second guy to get to Tommy DeVito? Like, you couldn't figure this out. Because remember, DeVito only got on the field when Tyrod Taylor got
so
hurt.
So it depends on what happens coming out of the bye week.
Right. If they bench Daniel Jones in favor of Drew Lock and he stinks enough that they want to bench him again, then it makes the coaching staff look worse. They bench two guys.
I think you're overthinking it. I think that Drew Lock will never start a game for the New York Giants. I don't think he's ever starting for the Giants. I think coming out of this bye, they're going to make the pivot to Tommy DeVito, and they're going to see what they got with him. I really do. I don't think we ever see Drew Lock start a game for the Giants.
I hope you're right, Evan, but I feel like you're going to be wrong. Here we go.
Number two.
Will Brian Daboll be fired on Black Monday?
I think it's on the table.
Bad coaching.
He got the vow of confidence,
it's
but we
table.
All said with the Carolina game, that's the one he couldn't afford to lose.
I think it's now become a debate, and it's a possibility.
Yes.
Firing him in the middle of the season is ridiculous. I wouldn't do it. But at the end of the season, if they don't win another game, he's not surviving.
Right, especially when you see Schefter. What did he just write?
Well, Adam Schefter said when he was on with Pat McAfee that, and he reiterated something I've said and a lot of us have said, that when John Mara made the comment about keeping Daboll, he said that he doesn't anticipate any changes.
Yes.
Just like he didn't anticipate.
But that's not saying he's not firing him.
Of course. He didn't anticipate moving on from Joe Judge. And things can change. And that we may be on our way to that. Have I been moved to the tipping point of saying, I got to get rid of this head coach? I'm not there yet. I think more Giant fans are there today than they were 3 days ago.
Yeah, I think there's one more game-saving game, or job-saving game for them.
Go ahead.
Thanksgiving, Dallas, with how big a train wreck they are.
That they have to beat the Cowboys?
Right. So if the Cowboys walk out of that business. Yeah.
Then it feels, you just feel better.
Right. Giants win that game. Cowboys are laughed at on Thanksgiving nationally. Mm. People lay off and go, Dable's a good coach. I think he gets a reprieve with Carolina.
I think as
Dallas.
We sit here right now, it's 50-50. I think it is an absolute 50-50 proposition. I think it's going to be based on what happens the rest of the way. They've got seven more games. If they go 0-7,
right, it's a lot of
tough
games.
Time. Yeah.
No, it's a lot of games.
I'm
going to put this on the record right now. If he gets fired, the Bears will hire him, and he will be in the playoffs next year with Caleb Williams.
He gets a head coaching job immediately?
He's still coach of the year. I don't think he's going to have to go back through the coordinator.
I think he goes back and is a coordinator.
Gase got hired right away.
The Jets are stupid. Don't use Christopher Johnson and that moronic decision as an example to prove yourself. They're stupid. They're a stupidly run, dumb franchise who I'm giving money to every year because I'm dumber.
Are the Bills?
Are the Bills what?
Stupid.
No.
Then why did they hire Rex right after?
Because Rex had success.
He was a coach of the year.
Two AFC championship games. Don't start with me. Do not compare.
It's not even about that. I mean, I think the urgency with which the evaluation happens is so much faster now.
Yeah.
Rex had a lot of time to be successful or not be in New York, and then he wasn't. And he's got a head coaching job immediately.
I really think that the success of two AFC championship games was enough to persuade desperate team.
How long after that was it?
It was 4 years of struggles because he was here for 6 years.
Yes.
Two under 500 seasons.
So what in year five of struggle or four of struggle is making the Bills say, yeah, he's the guy we want?
I think the AFC title games with Sanchez was enough of an accomplishment.
4 years ago.
I agree, but I think that's more of an accomplishment than one good year.
Coach of the Year is a big deal. Now, Evan, I will say this. If he becomes available.
Do you think winning Coach of the Year once is more impressive than getting to back-to-back AFC title games with Mark Sanchez as the quarterback?
No, I think it's his reputation.
It's just, yes.
And I think it's more his reputation than anything.
And Evan, you'll be the first one here on that Tuesday.
He's been coaching for a long time.
Who are we talking about now? Dable or
Dave.
Ryan?
Yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, no, I think Dave's a good coach. I think that
you'll want him as the Jet coach that Tuesday if he's fired Monday.
That's a great
That'll be
question.
Right on the top on. Of your list.
Hold on.
For that's you to say he wouldn't get a job.
Let me digest this for a second because that's a pretty good point. Well, I sit here on Black Monday. How many wins did the Giants have?
This year?
Two.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him the third win on Thanksgiving.
Third win on Thanksgiving. Mara gets rid of him.
So you're saying they're 3-14.
3-14. They're picking first or second in the draft.
I don't think I would.
But you know Daniel Jones is the problem.
I think what I would do is, honestly, I want to give you an honest answer. I think I would very much want him on a staff. No doubt about it. Because I do think he's very good. I don't think I could pivot that quickly and say I want him as my head coach.
Okay.
I was dead set against Adam Gase. And by the way, your point, it's also a very good one because I'm thinking back on this. You tricked me. You're very tricky. Because Tiki said, do you think the Bills are a smart organization? Well, how the hell could I say no? They're run very well right now. And then you go back years earlier to prove your point. Well, they hired Rex Ryan. So
exactly.
I want to edit that answer by saying they weren't smart then. All right, continue your list.
Number one.
And the number one question left for our football locals. Will Aaron Rodgers retire?
I don't think he's going to retire.
I don't think he can.
But will he return to the Jets or will he try to force his way out to a better situation?
No, and I think that's the really... See, there are three situations.
I think that's hard to do.
Which one?
Forcing his way out. I think if it's mutually, agreed upon, let's find another place for you.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Well, I think that's what it would be because I think there are three options. I think there's, hey, we're going to run it back. And Aaron's like, cool, I want to run it back. There's, I'm done with football, which he has every right to do with the career that he's had. Maybe he looks deep into the mirror and says, you know what? I don't have that much left. I'm coming off a big Achilles injury. I'm done. And I think the third one, I don't think it would be one or the other. I don't think Aaron would go to the Jets and say, I need to get out of here, and the Jets would be desperate to keep him. And I don't think the opposite would occur.
Right.
So I think it would be an agreed upon, let's find a way to break up. Let's find a way to bring the dead money number down, and let's find a way to give you a place to play. Here's the problem, and this is the more complicated question. Look at the NFL right now.
Who wants to go after Aaron Rodgers?
The Vikings.
Why?
Let J.J. McCarthy off the injury, sit another year under him. You found out you're pretty
good.
You're
doing a Favre troll thing.
No, I'm not, actually.
The Vikings would not do that. They would play J.J. or they'd keep Sam.
Yeah, they just drafted a first-round quarterback.
Yeah. So.
But if they taste a little success in the NFC playoffs and feel like you can get it?
I don't think so.
Who are you thinking?
So I have a team, but it would never happen. I have only one team. Because I went around the league. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I was thinking about Pittsburgh for a second. Like, would Mike Tomlin say, you know what? I won with Justin Fields. I'm winning with Russell Wilson.
No, I don't think so.
I agree with you. I don't think it'd be them. But I thought about them briefly. I went around the entire league. And there's one team who I think it makes sense for. But it would never happen. And the reason it wouldn't happen is because they're in the AFC East. And that's the Dolphins.
Yeah, but the Dolphins
are fine. If they think Tua is just can't play.
No, but he can. He can play.
Well, but that's now. At the end of the season, it may be different.
I thought you were going to say Las Vegas. And the reason it's not going to happen is because Tom Brady's a part owner.
I thought he was going to say the Colts.
The Colts are interesting.
Bunch of wide receivers.
Yeah, but they have their young quarterback of the future. They just got to play him.
Unless they're dumping him at some point.
They're not. I think he's started 10 games in the NFL.
Yeah.
He started 23 games since he graduated from high school.
Yeah, I wouldn't dump him.
Think about that.
But they're the ones benching him for Joe Flacco, not me.
Right. And Joe played terrible last week, a game we called. Miami, I think Miami Tua is exactly what Mike McDaniel needs for his offense.
But what if he can't get through this season? There's already warning signs.
So if he has another concussion, maybe.
That's what that is based on. Obviously, I think Tua is a great talent, but and that's a fictitious thing because they would never agree to that. The Jets are not sending him inside the division, even if they're rebuilding.
Right.
But if you expand that, like, Vegas is clearly blowing it up. I don't think it's them. Plus, he only wanted to go to Vegas because of Davante Adams, and now he's here.
Right.
And there aren't a lot of teams.
They're resetting. They're going to be a rebuild team next year.
Yeah. Cleveland? Because they get rid of Deshaun Watson and move on?
But I think that's even hard.
Yeah, that's harder.
49ers and they trade Purdy before paying him?
You were the one who brought up Purdy.
That was my idea. Yes, I remember that. That was a good idea, actually.
I just don't think there are a lot of options, but it's going to be interesting to see where they go, how Aaron feels and how the Jets feel. Because Aaron alluded to this yesterday, and thank you for the sync. It was a good one.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I think it was worth the build up.
Yeah, great discussion.
Aaron is hinting at having issues with this Jet team, but he hasn't revealed them yet. Like, he's hinting at it. And he hints at it all the time. Like, his press conference yesterday was very quick. He didn't want to say anything.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything, but there was like a...
There's a tension you can feel?
You can feel a tension that Aaron Rodgers at some point is going to unload on this franchise. And at the end of the day, we're then going to decide as Jet fans and IFOs, is it Aaron's fault, is it the Jets' fault, or is this, you know, a mutually agreed upon dysfunction? But that's why I believe this is ending after this year. I would be very surprised. I sit here right now, November 11th, I'd be very surprised if Aaron Rodgers is employed by the New York Jets, quarterbacking them in 2025. This is going to end badly.
But I can't see Aaron Rodgers just being like Joe Flacco was, sitting on the street, just waiting for a team to call him. I can't imagine that happening with Aaron Rodgers. Mm. If he's going to not be the Jets quarterback, it's going to be planned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like it felt like the Green Bay exit was somewhat planned.
Or he could just retire, like you said.
Obviously, retire is an option, but... I don't see him finishing this season saying this place is not where I want to be anymore, and I'm gonna wait and see who wants me. Right. Like I can't see that happening.
No, I agree. I don't think his ego would be able to handle that. Well,
it's not even that. It's just it's hard to be that guy.
Right.
Joe Flacco did that was that way, but Joe Flacco, like, he journeyed around for a couple of years after he left the Ravens and. His like existence became, I'm just this backup quarterback.
And he accepted
that. If you need me to play, I'm going to go play.
A lot of great players don't accept that.
Yeah. I can't see Aaron Rodgers accepting that.
No, definitely not. Eli Manning didn't want to accept that. He had every right to bounce around the league. I always use this example in baseball because to me he's one of the greatest pitchers I've ever seen. Greg Maddux was cool with being a journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, sure, I'll come out of the bullpen.
Right.
Sure, I'll be a back of the rotation arm. Like, it didn't bother him, but most guys who are superstars don't really want to do that. Let's go to Nick in Wharton. How are you, Nick?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
Not much. So, Tiki, I want to say this real quick. You're a legend, man. I always used to watch you when I was a kid.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Of course. So, I want to get to my Giants point. So, specifically, I can't stand Daniel Jones in the jersey anymore. I wanted Tommy DeVito since week 2. I agree with Tommy. I think he has a little bit more potential, and I think that he gives us the best chance to win because clearly Daniel Jones is just, like, his head is as empty as a flower pot. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think he's really smart and he works hard. I'm never going to take that away from him for Daniel Jones. So I feel like he's just in a spot where he can't find success no matter how hard he tries. And the Giants just have to find something different to do. They just have to at this point.
Yeah, and the difference is Tommy DeVito and evaluating what they have in him.